You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now, as we speak, we have the former guitarist and I guess secondary vocalist of Bunchy's Big Score, a Southern man. We have Hamish Waddell in the studio. Good morning to you, Hamish.
Good morning, Zach. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Lovely to see you, man. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're chilling?
I'm very well.
I'm super good, actually.
How's my radio voice?
Yes, darling, it's very good. The more resonant the tones, the better.
I want people to feel this in their car seat.
Yeah, their car seat just vibrates.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Cause some road accidents.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my gosh. Is there people okay out there? I can see out the window.
Thankfully, that's one of the safest bits of the road because there's two traffic lights right next to each other.
Yeah.
I want to know, Hamish, how were your holidays? You were down south, back home in Muruwai Gore?
Yes, in Maruawai, yes. Maruawai. Yes, which they've recently renamed the high school, Gore High School, now Maruawai College. So,
awesome.
You know, that's everyone's learning about the traditional name, and which is cool. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was down there over summer and cutting grass, knee deep in grass.
Do you have hay fever?
Yes.
Oh, how
really bad hay fever. And like, I get like eczema and like my hands like get all. Oh, it's.
Do you also have asthma?
I have asthma.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've got all three trophic diseases.
Yeah, and so does my dad, who I was working for. And he, and you would think that like exposure to that kind of stuff, like for 20 years or however long he's been doing it, makes you immune, but you just. It never changes. You don't build up any tolerance to it, you know.
So do you have to have like a box of tissues nearby at all times?
Yeah.
Do you wear like a face mask to protect your
like some like glasses, like safety glasses, like it keeps stuff out of your eyes and stuff like that.
True.
It helps. Yeah.
True.
You look a bit silly going around mowing lawns with like safety goggles and stuff like that, you know. But like actually swim goggles would be even better
cuz yeah, true. Still, they're like airtight.
So maybe next if I go down and work for some more for him, the swimming goggles will come in handy.
That's the goofiest imagery possible.
Yeah.
Fire out. That's awesome cuz you're originally from
Maruawai.
Sorry. Gore, thoughts on the Deep South? I'm originally from Invercargill, so I have many thoughts.
Yeah, I love the Deep South. I mean, in terms of, like, I just, it's a nice, like, area. I like the, you know, it looks like home for me, you know, the rolling fields, you know, the...
green pastures.
The green pastures. Like, there's a lot of issues with it, but, overall, it is what you make it. Everywhere is what you make it, and it's home to me. So, you know, I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing I really love about Gore is sort of the architecture in the town and that massive, weird church that looks like a swimming pool. You know the one I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
that's really weird.
It's
like
nuts.
A school that, like, what school is that? St. Mary's School. I don't know what denomination it is, but, like... It's really weird looking, eh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very confusing.
It's very very smooth surfaces, very 80s.
Yeah,
It's real crazy.
It is crazy,
I love it. I love it to be so. Also, cool. A very good pie shop in Gore.
Which pie shop are you talking about? The Good Meats Bakery?
Just my dad goes to one all the time. He's like, the best pies I've ever had from Gore.
Good Meats. The Good Meats Bakery. Like, it's a bakery, and then it's also they sell pies, and they're really, really nice, you know. You've got to go down and try it. Get a pie from Good Meats.
Mean.
They're not open all the time, but...
Have you had Fat Bastard from Invercargill?
Yeah. My dad, like, he orders them up. He, like, gets orders of them. Like,
I'm
frozen
Uber
pies
eat.
Up. Yeah.
from Invercargill.
They do, like, mystery boxes, and they'll be, like, frozen pies, and you don't know what, like, flavours they're going to be, and he, like, orders them up. And
aww.
Yeah, and then, like, if we come down, he'll, like, give you, like, a box of Fat Bastard pies to go up with and stuff, you know.
That's so good.
Yeah, he loves them.
Well, I read in your press release that you used to pub around the South. You used to gig at pubs around the South.
Yeah.
What's the best pub to gig at?
Oh, the Wyndham pub.
Yeah.
So much fun. Like, we had a lot of fun playing there in high school and stuff like that. Like, just like everyone would be, you know, rugby finishes and then the teams come into the pub. And so it's just like the atmosphere is really good. You know, everyone's like super happy to be there. Everyone's already been drinking and drinks more. So they like, you can kind of do whatever you want. It's just like, it's an awesome place to play. You know, touring artists out there, you know, get yourself down to the Wyndham pub. You're going to have a great time. People are going to love you.
Yeah. And it's surprising how busy those pubs get.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because they're the only place for like miles and miles.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
My dad told me that back in the day, some of the old Invercargill pubs were like the richest businesses in town.
Wow.
Because they were just making tons of bank.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. You know, you were a recipient as well of the 660 scholarship.
Yes.
I read. What was that like? Did you have to stay in Castle Street? You have to live in that flat?
Yeah. It was like, it was pretty crazy. It was like a real exciting first 2 weeks, you know? during like O week and stuff, and it's like, this is so cool, and everyone like wants to come and like look in your flat and stuff like that, and everyone's like, whoa, are you in 660 and stuff like that, and they don't really understand how the like scholarship works, which is that they just like, you live in their flat, but you're not them, like you're not a member of the band.
You're not 770, bro.
No, you're not 670. You're not 670. No.
Low genuinely.
I put that on my story this morning when I was walking to here, because I don't like, I'm not really on TikTok or anything, but my girlfriend is, and she shows me things, and I was like, I have to connect with the youth. So, the youth. Yes, Tamariki want to hear me say.
Low genuinely. Yeah, for sure. Low-kirkentological low state. That's the long one.
Whoa, I've only, like, flow-kirkenuinely is the deepest I've gone. What is low-kirkenuinely? What?
We can get into that later. We're here to talk about your new track, Old Friends with Biblical Names. When I heard that, I was like, do I have any old friends with biblical names? And then, yes, my best friend from childhood.
There you go.
Very biblical name. Do you have any old friends with biblical names?
I do actually have old friends with biblical names. Yeah. The song's based off of an old friend with a biblical name. Yeah. I don't want to say though, because like it's like about them, and like that's weird. Like I don't want to talk about. What if they're not listening to this? You know.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
But I have many old friends with biblical names,
especially down south, because it's such a big Christian presence.
Yeah.
But thematically, the track speaks about the experience of sort of growing up, watching old friendships and relationships change. Yeah. And the thing I kind of gleaned from it is that maybe when you have like old friendships from high school or whatever, you go to university, distance changes people, you feel like you can't reach out to them maybe as much as you would have back in the past. What were your kind of reflections or conclusions that you drew from reflecting on these old relationships and friendships?
My conclusions, like, obviously this is like a normal experience that happens to people as they grow up and stuff, you know, you kind of like, you grow apart because like maybe they're going off on a different track than you or whatever, you just become different people. But like I think the conclusion that I would like to think is like true and happens is that like at any time though, if you wanted to like reconnect and stuff like that, you could, you know.
The door's always open.
It's never closed, you know. Yeah. Even if, you know, whatever, someone's doing something and maybe you like are like, oh, I don't know about that. That doesn't seem like you, the you that I at least thought I knew, but at the same time, like, you know, we could still reconnect, and you know, I'm still like your friend at the end of the day. So that's kind of like what the song's about.
It's fascinating because I've had many, many such cases of like of that exact thing happening. And then certain things making me think, oh gosh, do I still want to be this friend? But then, you know, also there's so much under the bridge, there's so much in the bank with that person.
Yeah,
and even if they might not agree with everything that you think, I think it's important to keep those relationships alive.
It is. Or just be like, you know, if ever you needed someone, like, I would be there for you, you know what I mean? Because,
Yeah, completely. Now, the sound of the song is really fascinating. I really enjoy it. It starts with some very 80s sort of janky new wave guitar. And then it incorporates some more soothing gats. It features this very weird bassy 808 kind of vibe.
Yeah.
How do you build this track up?
I was listening to like a lot of the new at the time Tyler the Creator album.
Oh really?
Chromacopia, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I love like, I just like think, you know, his production is really good.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's amazing. So it's a drum sample that I chopped up, you know what I mean? And kind of like to sound all gritty and stuff like that. And then like the bass is like sampled from like another song and stuff like that. So it's like using that kind of approach to like production, but then trying to put it in like a singer-songwriter context, you know, kind of thing. Yeah,
you don't hear a lot of stuff that sounds like that. Like it could go in a very rocky direction, but you keep that really crazy little 808.
Yeah,
which I really enjoy. Is it an 808?
It's technically not, no, okay. but it's like basically an 808.
It has that kind of sound.
Yeah, it's just like a synth-based sound.
Oh, true.
It's actually from like I don't even want to say where it's from because it's from a Kanye song, you know. I don't really want to put it.
Hamish.
I don't really want to talk about Kanye at all. But it is from. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, regardless of whatever he says, very talented.
Using a bass sound from him is not necessarily co-signing him, I don't think, you know.
No. If anything, it's just like, you know, that's something you found.
Yeah, it's found.
And
it
I
works.
Appreciate your honesty.
It works really good.
I
you
appreciate
know?
Your honesty. I have a bit of a long-winded question, so bear with. You're a former member of Bunchy's Big Score, and in a chat we had with Max, who's the singer, last year, about the album Happy Birthday, Daniel Johnson, mm-hmm. You said you admired Daniel for not letting anything get in the way of his creative vision when it came to making very lo-fi music. It's very pertinent for that approach that you had on that album. Is Tyler the creator the like equivalent influence for this new solo stuff, or who would you say is an equivalent influence to Daniel?
An equivalent influence.
Is it still Daniel?
Nah, it's not still Daniel. I actually like. I don't really listen to Daniel Johnson. I don't even know if Max does really. Like, we know we've listened to, but like we're not actively, you know. But I think it was like the concept, the idea of Daniel Johnson, you know, which is really cool. And obviously he's a good, like he's an amazing artist, you know.
Yes.
But like this new music, and there's more to come, and it's kind of like. It's influenced by just a lot of like singer-songwriter music. I mean, to be honest, like a huge influence is Cameron Winter, the Cameron Winter solo album, Heavy Metal, because it's just really good, and you know, and I would just listen to that and then write music for this, and also then I would like be like, oh, what is this album influenced by? And it's like Van Morrison, Astral Weeks, and like some early Leonard Cohen stuff, and so I was just listening to like a lot of that kind of music and trying to use that and stuff.
I remember going to a Bunchy's gig at yours, and you guys played a few like old tracks from the '50s, classic like kind of rockabilly stuff.
Yeah.
And then that's definitely like your input into that, right? That's coming from you.
I love all that old stuff.
Do we have any of that on your new stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. I mean, super like Stonesy, but then like further back as well into the like you know. I just love all that old rockabilly stuff, you know what I mean? I got a giant playlist of all this like old, you know, kind of like 50s kind of early rock music, you know, like all like Fats Domino, Little Richard, you know, Chuck Berry. Yeah, Chuck Berry's Chuck the Berry. Goat, you know.
Yeah.
Maybelline, such a good song, you know. Just like it's ruthless, you know what I mean? It's ruthless. I was having an argument with my friend the other day about Ringo Starr's drumming because he was like, Ringo Starr's like not even that good. And I was like, no. And there's like this live video of them playing a Little Richard song, Long Tall Sally or whatever. And I was like, watch this. I showed him it, and it's like Ringo Starr playing the drums. And when you see him actually playing it, he's like destroying the drum kit. He's like destroying it. Like he's just like, it's so ruthless, you know what I mean? There's just like a ruthlessness to all that like old 50s, 60s music that is like lost in translation because of the sound of the recordings, I think. But like, if you're able to like recognize that it's there and listen out for it, you can start to hear it and be like, damn, like these people were just destroying their instruments, you know what I mean? And it sounds quaint now, but it's like, yeah, it's great stuff. So drawing a lot from that kind of music.
Awesome. Have you seen that reel that's just like someone playing the intros of different Chuck Berry songs and then all just like it's just a sound, they sound quite similar.
I haven't seen that. But that's a good idea for real. I thought you were going to talk about the reels where it's like Ringo Starr missed an opportunity to like to go off here, and it's like Blackbird singing in the
yeah, those are good. Well, there's a new track, Old Friends with Biblical Names. It's from a new album. Can we have any details, like a name?
Yeah, I'm still like
expecting to dropping.
I'm still thinking about what the name is going to be. The name for ages has been Love Your Friends and Be a Good Neighbor, but I am just gonna sit with that and wait till like I've just collected all the songs. It's like all finished, and see if that's still what I want to call it. But tentatively, that's what it's going to be called. Don't have an exact release date, but I've just got like I think three other songs that I'm going to put out before, and then hopefully by then I've finished the album, and then I can put the whole album out. You know,
We'll
see how it goes. Yeah,
and you're also juggling study.
Yeah.
And that, so hopefully it all comes together and doesn't tire you out too much.
This year. It'll be happening this year.
Cool. Do you have any shows that might be coming up on the horizon?
I guess I'm playing on Wednesday next week on campus.
Oh, yes,
at 12.
You are.
Yeah. So come along. But otherwise, no. No shows. No.
I'm a no-show.
I like to keep the supply down, the demand high.
Yes, gatekeep yourself.
Yeah. I'm not too accessible, you know. I'm going to go down to Gore and cut grass for 6 weeks.
Yeah, with swimming goggles on.
Yeah, with swimming
goggles
on. That
would be a fun video, actually.
That's a great idea.
That would be a really good
that's
video.
That's a great idea.
Tap Kieran Dodd on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Get him out of retirement.
Yeah. Is he in retirement?
No, I'm kidding.
Is he that old?
Oh, man. Well, thank you for coming on, Hamish.
Okay.
I really appreciate it, man. It's great to talk to you. Do you have any final words, thoughts, opinions do you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I want to leave them with a feeling, actually.
Does that feel... How does that hit you?
Just the bass component in the headphones, just really having a good time there.
It's fun having the headphones on. I like it.
Mm.
Yeah,
you like hearing yourself?
I like hearing myself. That's why I release music.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough. Well, thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, that was Hamish Waddell. We're talking to him about his new track, Old Friends with Biblical Names, which is out now. It's one of our two Mazagran hit picks this week. Let's play it out, and then we'll have some more songs. And then maybe some ramble chats. We'll see how we go. Here's Old Friends with Biblical Names by Hamish Waddell. Keep it locked.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.